Welcome to C-Town Buzz, and you're here with me, Taylor. Today we're going to talk about film, the culture, and music. There's a new series, well actually it's not really that new. Season 2 is new, 13 Reasons Why, it just came out last week. I watched all of season 2, and I really the director, the producer, people who don't really, people who are bullying, and people who don't really understand about mental health didn't really care about what 13 Reasons Why had to offer, the information they shared with us. When season 2 came on, they started off with Hannah being married for about 6 months, and people basically just not having to go to court and testify about the situation. It started off with Clay seeming like he's doing good in life. Like, I think he's at, like, drawing a memorial for, like, a memorial on, like, his bike or, like, a train station where he can grow. But, a minute into the series, it shows Clay talking to Hannah as if she's, like, alive. I didn't really realize he had a mental issue until, he was, like, in public with a lot of people, and it just didn't really call my attention until I just realized Hannah was dead and that he was a ghost. He was in a public, and he was just, like, talking. The way the director made it seem is if Hannah was really there. And a lot of people who don't really know what it is, it's just the music culture. I think from then and now, the rap game has changed a lot, because the rap game is just using your rap. You know how we have, like, the five main common music genres, like pop, R&B, soul, stuff like that. Rap has multiple genres, like sub-genres, like pop rock, heavy metal rock, and trap rock. Young artists like Jay-Z, Kanye West, or New Generation is doing mumble rap, this and that. And that's not real rap, but it's all music, and I think it's great.
WACC Radio.